Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Thank you.
Come full circle, and they have sent us the spirit woman from another goddess to another goddess, meaning from Karen Drucker to Lynn Andrews, not me. But I can honor the goddess in me, the goddess energy in me. Karen Drucker, gifts of the goddess. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive the joy? Are you ready to receive all the good, all the goodness that is all around you? We just got to surrender. It sounds good, but you know, we got to do some human inner work to experience that we already are. That's the interesting paradox, isn't it? We are that, but we got to do some work to connect, to cultivate it. Well, that's what it's about on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Are you ready to receive? Are you listening to your soul? Well, I say you are, because you're here. Your soul brought you here. Your intuition, your spirit guide, something told you to tune in. The title, you stumbled upon it, Facebook. I don't care how you get here. You're listening in. So you pat yourself on your spiritual back and just stroke your energy. It's like, like you're massaging your aura. I am receiving all the good, all the goodness, all the goodness that life has for me. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you set the intention to be more, to experience more, in spite of it all. Thank you for saying yes to life. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Yes, I feel the energy of the show already. It's going to be those that kind of show where, you know, you're going to feel something shift on a soul level. We've set the intention many eons ago, and we set the intention when we confirmed the interview. We set the intention when we started the show, so be ready to be transformed. Be ready to tap into the inner wisdom, and you will be different. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m., and that's the official time. Sometimes we go a little bit longer, but the official time is 12 to 1:30 p.m. We usually finish with the guests around 1:15, 1:20 Eastern. Lynn probably said, 1:30, I can't stay that long. No, Eastern time, that is. yes, and we started the show with Karen Drucker. Sherry, her name is Karen Drucker. You can find out more about Karen Drucker by going to her website, Karen Drucker, DRUCKER.com. And the title of that song is one of her older CDs, Gifts of the Goddess. And I welcome you to the lecture. Thank you for being here. Demi Fox, See Lovely or Clovely 22. Celeste, thank you for being here. Chanel, where have you been? What took you so long to come home? We are grateful you're here. CC is in the house. Our guest is in the house, Lynn Andrews. Just let me give you some quick announcements, and we're going to jump into the conversation. To embrace the sacred feminine on a deeper level. To just slow down and remind ourselves that what we're chasing is already here, so we can stop and breathe still. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Some announcements here. Well, as you may or may not know, we've got some new shows on the network. We have Here to Inspire. They have Here to Inspire, hosted by Aisha, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. So she'll be back with us tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you join Aisha as she downloads and shares her truth, helping you to experience the beauty within and the beauty without, especially during Venus retrograde. You want to know that you are enough. And speaking of which, no, we'll probably do that. With all the confusion, I'm just going with where my thought is taking me, but I don't know if people can always follow my thoughts, because sometimes I can't follow my own thoughts. Like, wait, slow down. How did you end up in that conversation? So we also have My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love. That's every third Sunday of the month. My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love, 6 p.m. Eastern. Now, I was going to digress earlier, but now I'm going to tie it. So tomorrow we're talking about the planetary shift. What's going on? Vibration is speeding up. There's so much going on inside of us. And we sometimes just look at it as it relates to money and our relationships and jobs and all the other stuff that's going on outside of us. Well, it's outside of us. But you get what I'm saying. But there's a shift. There's a high vibration. So tomorrow we're talking about that on the show, and joining me for that conversation is CA. We're going to be talking about a planetary shift as well as Venus retrograde. What does that mean? How can we make the most of what's happening right now, knowing that right now all is truly well? We can choose to be afraid or choose to be amazed by the changes. We have a choice. And Thursday we have Margaret Marshall. We're having a conversation with an elder. So we keep into this week as a conversation of transformation. Really, that's what we always do. But check out lifeconversationsmedia.com for more information. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. And that's the website as well where you can send me your questions for the show. We're taking your questions and comments, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And if you can't call in because you're at work and you really want to listen, you heard about Lynn, you've been reading her book, you've got to listen, but you don't want people to know at work, you can send us a question or your comments on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. Now, if your supervisor and your boss and coworkers on Facebook with you, maybe you don't want to do that. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, and just click the button that says Ask Life Coach Ade. And we'll pass the question on to Lynn, and if you just go from there, your comments. But it's usually best to call in 347 426 3346. Even if you have to run to the restroom and cough up the restroom. I'm at work, but I got a question. I can let them know I'm on the phone and listen to a radio show. it's good to laugh. It's good to just relax. Why? Because we are the I Am Presence, known as God, as life, as divine intelligence. Welcome all of you to yourself. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to yourself. Carly Jackson, give us a quick reminder before we bring on Lynn Andrews.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
And so it is, and so we let it be. That is the truth of your identity. The identity of the entity called you. You are wonderful, you are whole, you are free, you are the delight of God. And one quick announcement, because I forgot. Don't forget Celestial Moment at 1 o'clock or around 1 with Celeste Morgan. So just let you, that happens Monday to Thursday, every day, around 1. Trying to do an impression of Celeste's voice there, but I can't. All right, let's bring on our wonderful spirit woman, guest, shaman, mystic. And I'm excited about this conversation. Let me read a little bit about her, because this is just a tiny bit about her. She's so much more. Lynn Andrews is the New York Times and internationally best-selling author of the Medicine Woman series, which chronicles her 3 decades of study and work with shaman healers on 4 continents. Her study of the way of the sacred feminine began with Agnes Whistling Elk and Ruby Plenty Chiefs, Native American healers in northern Canada. Her quest for spiritual discovery continued with a shaman. Yeah, I knew I was going to mess this up. I got it right before the show was live. Now I can't even say the word. Kurendra, I get it to explain, to tell me that. I pronounced it right. I thought I did anyway. Shaman Kurendra of the Maya Yucatan, an Aboriginal woman of high degree in the Australian outback, a Nepalese healer in the foothills of the Himalayas. So she's met with some real healers, some goddess, some avatars. Today, she is recognized worldwide as a leader in the fields of spiritual healing and personal empowerment. A shaman, healer, and mystic, Ms. Andrews is widely acknowledged as a major link between the ancient world of shamanism and modern society's thirst for profound personal healing and a deeper understanding of the pathway to enlightenment. She's written 20 books now. Can you imagine 20 books? And she's still writing. She's initiated as a member of the Sisterhood of the Shield for the 4 women who are healers from cultures as diverse as Panama. What's going on with me? Guatemala, there it is. Yes, I just have to wait. Australia, Nepal, North America, and Yucatan. So she is, I don't know what's going on. I think my ancestors taking over my body. Let's just bring her on. Yes, okay, let me just do that. Ladies and gentlemen, whew, I just had a moment there. Boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, spirit woman, Lynn Andrew, shaman and mystic. Good afternoon or good morning for you, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, and you're spectacular, Ade. I am so impressed, and thank you very, very much for having me on the show. It's absolutely a delight.
You're very welcome. Yes, it is a delight, and I'm looking forward to partaking in your soul food that you're going to share with us. Now, I read a little bit about you, and that's just a little bit about you, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view,
Yes.
Who are you? Who is Lynn Andrews?
Oh, boy. Lynn Andrews is, I am a writer, an author, probably first and foremost. I am a mystic all of my life. In my early days, I could always see lights around people. I could see their health and their pain. But I found out very early on, about 6 years old, that it wasn't a great idea to share that with people because they felt invaded. So I kind of squelched all of that and tried to be part of the group, tried to fit in. My parents had gotten a divorce, which made me weird in the first place to other people, I guess, to my kids, my friends. And I grew up with this incredible sense of destiny. And I went all through Catholic schools at my own request. I was not Catholic, but I loved the fact that there was always a chapel. I could go in and I could pray to whomever I wished, whether it was a Christian God or just God who spoke to me and gave me insights into the world and what the problems of the world were. And I honestly felt that I didn't have anything really to give to the world, so I just studied. I studied the classics, I studied philosophy, psychology, everything I could get my hands on. I was deeply involved in the art world and literature. My parents, my father was part of the Nobel family and gave me an incredible education in history, in bindings of books and papers. And I had this incredible love of that kind of quality. So later on in my 20s or so, or early 20s, I got married and I was involved in the film industry deeply and had a documentary company, and then I had a company that invented air inflatable structures, and Bucky Fuller was on my board of directors, and so forth and so on. And I just tried to educate myself in every area of the world. I just wanted to reach out and eat the world and love it and bring passion and joy to everyone and to myself. But pretty soon I realized that there was some divine process working within me and that I had a true destiny that I had to follow. So I tried looking for teachers. I went to male teachers all over the world and loved them. But I felt deeply inside of myself that I needed to learn from woman because I'm a woman. And Agnes and Ruby, Agnes Whistling Elk, Ruby Planting Chase, presented themselves to me in a very interesting way, which I wrote about in Medicine Woman, which is the first book of the Medicine Woman series. And all of those books are about my life and my teachings from elder women. And I underline elder because there is such a, I don't know if you feel this, but there is, it's kind of a forgotten race, the elder people. Like,
yes.
They have no stories, they have no teachings, really they're of no use. And that came about as I studied this and thought, why do people feel like this? Well, the invention of the Gutenberg press, the all of a sudden, the great elders, the teachers, the Twisted Hairs, who were the Native American teachers who went from village to village to talk about the history, they weren't important anymore. All of a sudden, you could read a book about the history. And, of course, I'm a writer, so I'm kind of torn because I think storytelling is one of the most important ways to help people find their wholeness, their enlightenment, help them find their way, particularly if you write a book, like my latest book, Coming Full Circle. I wrote that book because I wanted to tell stories that I hadn't already told before about women of power, how they taught me, and then I write a kind of article explanation about that experience so that people can access that wisdom in a more in an easier way, make it easy for someone who has never heard of a shaman, never heard of native people, really, never worked with them. Maybe they're a lawyer on Wall Street. And they want to know, they're empty. They're feeling strangely about life, because the more that they gain in the world, so often, the less happiness they have. And I was trying to appeal to people who maybe didn't want to read philosophy or Native American history or history of the Aborigines or a Tibetan hill woman or et cetera. So I went and worked with these women all over the world, and I wrote about my life with them. And they taught me such magnificent, great things in a story-like way, and so people can follow me along on those stories. And it's my way of fulfilling that destiny that I was talking about a moment ago. And Adair, I'm sure you felt that destiny early in your life as well, from the way that you speak. You're spectacular, and in the way that you present yourself.
Yes, thank you. You know, when I listen to people, I tell some of my friends when I'm interviewing, you know, having a conversation, I'm listening from a place of curiosity. Everything that I know is there, but I really want to hear what you have to say. And as you're talking, there's so many questions that were coming up for me. And then I'm going back, which one am I going to ask first? But then you nicely, like a true Sherman, brought me back to the one I need to ask. So I thank you. He just said, don't think too much. Just surrender to the mystery. Now, here's the thing. Because you talked about you knew, you know, you're aware of your gifts, your what you're here to do when you were younger, but then you realized, I don't know if I want to be talking to people about this. You know, this can be dangerous. And there are those of us who grew up knowing when we were children, we knew our powers. There's some now who are trying to reconnect with that passion, with that inner zest. There's some who said, I don't remember feeling like that. I don't remember feeling like there was something I wanted to do in the world. From your experience, your personal experience, and your experience with the shamans and the sisterhoods of the shield, what really is that about, that some of us remember while we're here and we've done everything since childhood to stay on the path, and others have forgotten? Now, I'm not saying they've forgotten and they're not on the path, but somehow it seems like they've forgotten that what they're here to deliver. What's really going on there?
Well, this brings me to a whole other subject, which I think is incredibly important. When you have come out of an abused background as a child, and that abuse could be anything from sexual to just not being listened to, any kind of abuse where you had to be careful, you never could explore who you really were as a child. Because you were living somebody else's dream. You were, in other words, your parents would tell you how to behave and don't speak until spoken to and do this and do that, and you wear your hair this way and you dress this way and you fit into society, which is, of course, how most people get along in the world. But the result of abuse is that you grow up as a puella or a puer eternus, which is the eternal child in Latin. And what that means is that you never had a childhood. So like in Saint-Exupéry's The Little Prince, in The Little Prince is playing with someone and he said, oh, come with me, let's go play. The adults have ruined the world. You know, and off they go to play. But that all sounds wonderful. It sounds like, yes, you never had a childhood, so now as an adult you want to play. Of course you want to play. You want to be an artist. You want to be a writer. Somehow that's more childlike than being involved in insurance or real estate. But what happens to the puer eternus, the eternal child, is that if you haven't dealt with the abuse you've had early on, you don't know what you're really looking at in the world. There is a veil that has dropped between your vision and the vision of the world. So you have to tear away those veils of ignorance and find that place within yourself that is real. That's why I have a 4-year school that I've written the entire curriculum for, And I work with people who are trying to find their creative soul, trying to find that place within themselves that may be the healer, that may be an architect or whatever, but it is their own dream. And it is very, very difficult for people to find that if they're abused. And I really believe, Ade, that if you look around the world, most of the world comes out of abuse, in particularly at this moment in the Middle East, when you have war after war after war within societies and seven-year-old kids are given a machine gun, that's abuse because it's totally alien to what a child really needs to learn about his soul. Mm-hmm. And so you have to work with that. You have to say, okay, you've come out of these things. You've done well. You have maybe become successful in the world, but you're very unhappy with the work that you're in. You definitely would be. And you are sabotaging your success. And we do it on a daily basis if we don't know how to heal that inner child, that abused kid that is somewhere living within you. And that sounds very psychological, and it sounds like, oh, God, I've gone through this a million times. I don't want to go through this again. I don't even want to talk about my childhood. Well, you don't talk about your childhood in my school. Right. What you do is you experience your own beauty through art, through music, through creating beautiful works of art, and learning all along the way how to tear away those veils of ignorance that have inhibited your growth throughout your whole life. And it's a process. You know, you've spent a whole lifetime developing who you are. So when I say a four-year school, people go, oh, my God, I don't have time for a four-year school. So I created a school without walls that you can do at home. And it is, oh, Ada, so fabulous to be working with a woman behind the veil in Saudi Arabia, say, who has reached out, found a computer, and can work on finding the true value of herself within her own world. I'm not saying you should change your world. I'm just saying find the value and the depth and the profundity of who you are. And we can do that, you know, as you well know, with computers, with the ability to do as Spider-Woman did thousands and thousands of years ago with all of the native people. I think they all have this legend one way or another that Spider-Woman was the one who sent out fibers and of luminosity around the world, and she was the one who brought the world together. And now we have luminous fibers, luminous airways, if you will.
Yes, yes.
They're just like that. That's what we're doing. So ancient wisdom, as I talk about in Coming Full Circle, is as important today or more so than it was 5,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was told in a way, these legends and these experiences, in ways that you would never imagine in the modern world. You know, walking in the outback of Australia with Ginny V, you know, without clothes, covered in red ochre and paint and red ochre in my hair and carrying a dilly bag, and they would allow my sandals. And we would walk out across the outback, and Ginny V would teach me just incredible things. For instance, she one day I was talking about humanity and how, God, what can one person do to, when you see that people are in such pain, what can you do? And she held up a crystal to the sunlight, and the crystal put a whole blanket of colors and prism of colors on the ground. And she said, don't you see, Lynn, it is the flaws in this crystal that are creating the beauty. And she said, crystals are like people. It's the flaws within you and the understanding and the healing of those flaws that create your beauty.
Wow. Wow, what a concept. What a thought, what an idea.
Yeah, and it's so simple. And, you know, we're on the outback with absolutely nothing but a dilly bag. And, you know, and she would find the billabongs or watering places, or, you know, she'd come up to a rock in the middle of nowhere, and she'd say, here, we're going to stay here tonight. And I'd be so thirsty I could hardly stand it. And she'd roll the rock away, and there was a hole, and there was water. And so there is, if you look at that in an abstract way, if you take that rock that is your conditioning and you roll it away, you're going to find a treasure beneath it. And it's the treasure that you partake in that gives you life and gives food to your soul. And then you can share that if you wish. What do you think?
When we come, yes, yes, I'm just digesting the wisdom and the ancient wisdom, and it's so much. I want to take a quick break. When we come back, I want us to go a little bit deeper. I actually want to talk about the Sisterhoods of the Shield. Who are they? And then continue the conversation with moving this rock, because there's some people saying, yeah, I hear you, Lynn. I see it. I wake up and
I knew you were ready.
I see it every morning when I wake up, but I just can't. It won't even let me get out of bed. How do I move this? So when we come back, we can talk more about that. And
okay.
Yeah, I am so enjoying you, Lynn. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My wonderful guest is Lynn Andrews. Oof, I am just so forward. I'm just like, I feel like it's just two of us talking, and it is, you know. Everybody is just eavesdropping on our conversation. She is the author of Coming Full Circle, a recent book, Ancient Teachings for a Modern World. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press one on your keypad for your questions or comments. And you can also check out Lynn's website while we take our break. Her website address is lynnandrews.com. Doesn't get any easier than that. If you can't figure that one out, I can't help you. And if you can't call in but you got a question, you can go to Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Post your questions there and we'll get to it. Or you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com if you don't do Facebook or you don't want the world to know you are on Facebook by your work. LifeConversationsMedia.com. There's a tab there. It says Ask Life Coach Ade. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to find out more about the Sisterhood of Shield. What kind of shield? What are they hiding? What are they protecting? What are they gifting us? What's behind the shield? Lynn said, I know. life is good, it's getting better. Just, you know, whatever's coming up for you right now, just breathe in the wisdom. Breathe it in. Let your soul take care of the work. You don't have to know the how. Just say yes to your own soul transformation. We'll be right back and just simply be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your lammy lumpkins.
Your bubby chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Ah, the sound of children playing.
something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Oh, sorry, Jack, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I didn't know you were going to bestow a blessing upon me. I'll be quiet. I'll take it in. Many blessings to you too, Jack Armstrong. I appreciate you. Yes, indeed. 347-426-3346. My wonderful guest is Lynn Andrews. And before the break, we were talking about how to move the rock. If you've been abused and you think you don't know what your purpose is, you think you don't know how to tap into that playful side. And we're having a conversation right now. We're going to continue more about that. But before we do that, I want to shift gears just a tad bit and talk about the Sisterhoods of the Shield. Who are they? What are they about? How can we find them? Do we have access to them, Lynn? Or you're the VIP?
Well, I'm afraid I'm the VIP, which makes my life exceedingly difficult, because when you have teachers that you cannot point to and produce, that can't stand on the stage with you, you become a suspect in some way to some people. A lot of people don't worry about it. But the Sisterhood of the Shields is a secret, very secret society of women who would be killed probably within days if anybody knew who they were. Because in the world that they live in, when you have memorized an ancient wisdom that has nothing to do with tribal wisdom, but has to do with really a gift that was given to them by their God, by Great Spirit, they have held that wisdom in clay pots. There are several of them, and within the clay pots there are rangas or scrolls that when you spread them out and you look at them, it gives you the history of the world, really, and certainly the history of our time. I don't know if you've read a book called The Fourth Turning.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's interesting because they talk about the fourth turning, the seasons of human existence, and I see the sisterhood, who are very elder women. That's another thing that people don't really get that. That these women are elder beyond, they have somehow, and this is kind of a flight of fancy for some people, but they have moved past the aging limitations somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they will give that to me someday, and we'll be talking together and to you. And in 200 years, we'll still be doing this. But, you know, they have dedicated their lives to prayer, to consciousness. They're almost monastic in their lives, really. And, you know, they're in the Middle East. They're in South America. They're in Tibet and Nepal. And in Hawaii, even all over the world, and there are 44 of us. And it was a legend that a white woman would come to them and be someone that would go out into the world for them and write about them and speak about them without revealing who they were. And I was that very, very lucky, fortunate, gifted person who was living in Beverly Hills doing film, raising a daughter, and I moved into this without a question. I knew that it was my destiny. I knew that I had to find those teachers, and they became my teachers. I left my world pretty much And I'm not saying that people need to do that. They don't. But I needed to because I had to spend so much time. I had to travel constantly and to meeting these women. And each time I would meet somebody, like let's just say Soyla Gutierrez, who is in the Yucatan, I go down and work with her from time to time. And I wrote a book called Jaguar Woman that was actually up for the Pulitzer, and it was on the New York Times. And it was a wonderful, wonderful book about time and about my experiences with the woman who called herself Jaguar Woman. And one time, I'll tell you this story, we were sitting, and by the way, other people write about this, of shape-shifting and so forth. And I have a very kind of similar story of how we were sitting around a little fire, and we were eating some tortillas and cheese and so forth. It was late at night, and there were a couple of people, a couple of doctors that had kind of appeared, I don't know where from, and they were very skeptical. And we were talking about shape-shifting and how really what we're doing in the world today is shape-shifting out of an old consciousness and into something new and brilliant, where we can access this brand new chip that has been inserted into our brain, into our numerical harmony, if you will, scientifically, and we are actually at a time when we can access that wisdom. I don't think before that we had the ability, but with 2012, I think we do have the ability. It's a quickening in so many, many ways. Anyway, we're sitting around this little fire and talking, and they're very skeptical and going, you know, the only thing that they believed in was something they could see. So Soyla kind of got real disgusted with this conversation, and she got up from the circle, and all of a sudden we heard this scream of a jaguar, and we turned around terrified. And there was a jaguar. Soyla had disappeared, and this jaguar was circling around the fire, screaming and leaving big paw prints in the dirt that we were sitting on because it had rained the night before, and it was quite soft. And she circled us several times and then just ran off into the jungle and disappeared into the night. And everybody was so astounded, including myself, and these guys that had been so skeptical suddenly realized that there was so much more to life than what we think we know.
Right.
And she had proved that, and, you know, many hours later she returned and never said a word about it, and that was it. But you could see the paw prints in the dirt around the fire, and they stayed there for days.
Wow.
And reminded us of the fact that you can shapeshift, literally, actually shapeshift, or you can use the concept of shapeshifting to change the world, to change the way that you look at the world. And, you know, as someone was just saying on your program, that start behaving in a way that you want to see in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, let's use that shape-shifting idea into what I was saying before the break, that there are people who've been abused, and somehow that experience has caused, you know, created a veil where they haven't been able to see themselves clearly. How do we use that ancient knowledge of shape-shifting to clear the path of the abuse of the past in this present moment?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Shape-shifting is a point of view, really, and an idea, and it's also a fact, because I've seen it and I've done it. But once you see that this world can be a paradise, that we are living in the most exquisite time of opportunity, really, and that we are able to access almost all the wisdom of the world. It's available to you. You can read the Tibetan Book of the Dead. You can read the Egyptian Book of the Dead. You can travel to these places. You can meet with monks and teachers and great beings of light that you've never been able to meet with before. And it's all available to you if you open yourself up. The problem with a person of abuse is that they're frightened. They're afraid to move off of a certain rut that they've gotten themselves into because it sort of works for them. So they have to shape-shift out of that idea into curiosity, as you were talking about earlier, this incredible curiosity and desire to be everything that you can possibly be in this lifetime and to learn what you came here to learn, whatever that is. So you really have to search for that. So you have to move out of this terror that you're going to be hit. When I first wrote Medicine Woman, just to use myself as an example, I was terrified because I knew it was a great book, and I knew that it would touch people, and I had written it in a very kind of holy way, if I may say that. And all of a sudden, I knew that I was going to be well-known, and that scared me terribly because an abused person wants to be invisible.
Right.
I was an abused person. You want to sit in the shadows so you don't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start talking about sticking your head above the crowd and being known, as you said earlier, and I wanted to ask you about that, you mentioned the word danger. And the danger of becoming your true self. There is a danger in a way because people who know you want to hold you back. It's like being in a crab trap. You know, you've got a basket of crabs, and one tries to crawl out, and the other crabs pull you back.
Mm-hmm.
And so people want you to fail and be like you've always been, a failure, in a sense. You know what I mean?
Athletes
that come out of Harlem, for instance, who, you know, they want, the gangs want them to join, and they want to go play basketball. And it's terribly difficult. You go through an incredible shift in your point of view that you want to lift out of your world. You're setting your sights high. And I think people of abuse have a terrible time doing that. What do you do about that? How do you feel that? Well, in my way of thinking, first of all, it's very personal. Everybody is different. There's no blanket statement that you can say other than the fact that they never had a childhood. So when they grow up, they're afraid to take the role of an adult. And as a result of that, they sabotage their success and they go backwards instead of forwards. They have to see that. You have to demonstrate that to them. You have to, through art, through music, through visualizations of all kinds and meditations, you work with them and they begin to see what they're doing to themselves. In other words, a healer doesn't heal somebody, but I, as a healer, provide an environment within which a person can heal themselves because they see it. And in particularly with this issue, I think it helps to work with a group of people because sometimes you can move through blocks with a group of people of kindred spirit that understand and, you know, are kind of there with you. And you all go through these blocks with the kind of assistance of other people who are holding your hand. Plus it helps to have someone who has walked down the trail before you. In other words, if I started a radio program, which I have a radio program, and I wish you'd be on it because I'd love to interview you, but if I would ever have that honor. But I know that you, being the radio personality that you are, if somebody wanted to be in that position, you would teach them how to be there.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody wants to be a lawyer, you got to go to school and you've got to study, or a doctor or whatever. And it's the same with becoming, I wish today that we had a different word for healer. I mean, healer means a million different things to a million different people.
Right.
And it You know, healing is an energy process. And there are ways of healing the mind and the mitochondria that is, it sounds very scientific, and it is. But there are ways of taking a little bit of everything and putting it together into a place where you can truly heal yourself. There is absolutely no reason for people to be miserable and depressed and terrified, because they are a great gift of higher consciousness that lives on this world landscape of consciousness, and they can take part in that. If they just know how to reach out. They need to reach out for help. You know, our flaws, like Ginny V holding that crystal up to the sun, the flaws are, in a way, something to be celebrated and looked at, because they're signposts on your way towards enlightenment and getting out of what's holding you back.
Right. Yeah. You know, when I listen to you, and because this is coming up for me, the whole thing about our brain and how our brain is wired and how experiences causes our neurons to fire a certain kind of way. And I remember when I first watched the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? That's the only part that stood for me, that how the neurons is, you know, they're set, if you will, for
the,
a certain
the movie,
kind
which
of response.
Movie?
No, the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? Did you ever see that?
Oh, yes.
And that's the part that stayed with me. Most of the part was kind of like, what? But then when I watched it again, I understood the bigger picture. But the part of how our neurons are set, or how they're structured for a certain kind of experience. So some of us are experiencing life based on our wiring. And though we seek to be different or wish or pray that our life is different, that our brain is wired a certain kind of way. With the ancient wisdom and what you've learned, what can we do individually to rewire our neurons so that we can experience our heart's desire rather than stress, I don't have enough time, I am not happy, I don't have enough money?
Absolutely. That's what I hear every single day. First of all, you do have the time, you do have the money. If you really intend to heal yourself, you will find a way. I do give events. I have 20 books out there about this, and if you read them, it will change your life. They will change your life, because you can't help but go along on these experiences with me while I'm healing myself. And we're all pretty much the same, even though we're exquisite individuals. Our deepest desire, and, you know, all of us from 5,000 years ago, we want good relationships. We want to be successful in whatever it is we choose to do. We want to be able to choreograph the energies in the universe. Why not? We have the ability to do that. We want to understand the stars. We want to understand how it is that we heal ourselves. But you have to learn. So you go through my books. Many books that are available now. Everybody is writing about this. And you pick and find someone that you can relate to. That, and I would say to your listeners, never pick someone who inspires fear within you. In other words, some people will try and grab a hold of you through fear. If you don't work with me, you will never learn. There is nobody else but me. That kind of an attitude is very incorrect and inappropriate. I would just say, find someone who makes you feel good, who brings you joy and humor. This is about humor. You know, we're living this exquisite life, and look how we try to destroy it. Mm-hmm. Look at this country. This country is a place of freedom. Yes, with gigantic flaws, because it's formed by human beings who are flawed. However, we have the freedom to talk about it. Somebody's not going to come in here and cut off my head. You know? Yeah. We're so blessed with our ability at this period of time in 2012, when consciousness is shifting and changing. That's why we're here. That's why the Sisterhood of the Shields has come out of great secrecy and had me running around on a soapbox. I can't tell you how many times I've said to Agnes Whistling Elk, why don't you go out there and do this? I feel like a used car salesman. I'd say, go come to my events. I have this fabulous event at the end of May in Santa Fe. Come and join us because it's an exquisite experience. And I want you to love it and enjoy it and become more. And come and, you know, come buy this new Chevrolet. It'll bring you great delight. That's what I feel like. But buy my book, Coming Full Circle. It will teach you so much. It will teach you how to heal yourself.
Right. So there's really, you know, that we live in a fast world right now, especially in the Western world. Everything, we want it fast. We want to be able to tap on our phone, click an app, and download what we need, get the direction to where we're going, look up a map, or whatever the case may be.
It's so true. And then when you need that iPad to work, it doesn't.
And all our technology goes out the window.
That's
So really, there are no quick fixes. The whole process of life, as you said earlier, is an ongoing thing. And if we can support ourselves, embrace ourselves, be gentle with ourselves, even when our life experience is at the worst, that itself will be part of the process to rewiring and being healed rather than trying to get out of somewhere. I want to get out of here. As if we've been held captive by our own life. So what I'm hearing is we've got to understand that it's a process. And while we're going through the challenges, to just know that what is happening right now is part of the healing, rather than, as I said, thinking we're being held captive, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't understand when I meet somebody who says, oh, I'm doing it, you know, I've got to do this and this so I can go to the other side and be an angel or be a whatever. I don't understand that because really and truly we need to realize that this life is one of the greatest gifts you'll ever have on all the dimensions of existence. This is a great gift. And instead of trying to get out of here and thinking always about some future concept, you're moving, you're doing exactly what darkness wants you to do, and it's staying out of the now. Darkness is not a being. It's an energy field that we've all created. We're all responsible for our own lives.
Right.
And we create fear and negativity and pain and anger when we can choose not to. We can choose not to do that. We can choose. You have the incredible gift of choice.
Yes.
And for heaven's sake, use it. Shame on you if you're not.
Well, I was going to say, even if you don't make the choice, that itself is a choice. You're choosing not to choose.
You choose not to. Well, that's absolutely right. But then don't tell me that you're depressed and miserable.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I want to take a quick break. We're going to do this celestial moment, and then we'll come back. Three topics I want us to, as we get ready to wrap up the conversation, three topics I want us to tie in at, and I'm sure we can do it. I want to talk about vulnerability when we come back. Vulnerability, play, and nature. Somehow we're going to weave it together. I'm going to tap into this Spider Woman within myself and weave it with you. Actually, I'm just going to throw it over to you. Because, I mean, you've been hanging on with the sisterhood of shields. I've just been living in America. I mean, I don't have much to say.
You've been just living in America. You're living within the greatest gift that human beings have ever had in terms of a society. So
that's right.
I don't feel sorry for you.
I know, that's right. No pity party. Okay, I tried. I was one of the hardest. We're going to take a quick break. My guest is Lynn Andrews, a true storyteller. And I know that your soul is being fed and your mind is saying, wait a minute. But no, maybe not. Maybe I'm projecting. But anyway, if your mind is doing that, it's okay. but just allow your soul to be fed. She talks about being a healer. She creates the energetic space and place for you to be healed. That's a true healer. Just energize the environment. Energize your consciousness, your space, that you get to experience the truth of who you are. That's a real healer. Her book is coming full circle. Through it all, after what you've been through, the challenges you're going through, you can come full circle and realize, wow, God has been here all along. The goddesses has been here all along. Good is here all along. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Some of you are listening on the phone line. If you have any question or comment, press 1 on your keypad. And those of you listening on, online, you can go to Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. Ask Life Coach Ade on Facebook, the fan page. Or if that doesn't work for you, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. We're going to come back with Celestial Moment and then go back with Lynn and talk about nature as a teacher. And how we can learn and how we can be empowered through our vulnerability and playfully express our vulnerable self. You think we can do that? Yeah, I think we can. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's about showing up fully and not be afraid to be afraid. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop. And took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
I will see you there too, Sherry Marie. I'm ready to play. And that's the beautiful thing about ancient teachings, you know, because you're hearing what Lynn is sharing. And sometimes when we hear ancient wisdom, we're waiting for this groundbreaking, soul-transforming conversation like, oh, she's getting ready to drop something powerful. But the truth is, it is powerful. It's just simple. It is just simple. We got to learn to play. You got to learn to remember, tell our stories. You are here for great things. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And I got to look for a song. I keep forgetting to bring her song to the studio. No, I didn't. It's right here. And I think Celeste has a question for, wait a minute. Oh, I think she has a question as well. Let's see. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Overjoyed. And I'm Glenn Andrews. I love you. I've loved you for many years, and I wanted to say that publicly. And I wanted to let you know that I graduated from school without walls. 1988 in Washington, D.C.
I love you, girl.
And, Jay, thank you so much for such a great show, and I thank myself, too. Now, here's the question. Lynn, actually, it's a prayer question, okay?
Yeah.
I grew up... okay. I grew up in this neighborhood. It's a big part of Washington, D.C., and it's called Anacostia. And the Nacostan Indians, which were a peaceful tribe, used to live there. Of course, you know, they didn't get to keep their land, right?
That's right.
So then... Right. So then the land shifted, and African Americans were on there, and it became a land that was impoverished. And if you go right now to the news, my old neighborhood is like, you know, statistically, the crime, the education rates, the statistics are really low. But I'm going to tell you something, Lynn. In the 70s, we had trees, we had berries, we had no playground. And we played in the woods, and then crack came. They cut all that down, and something happened. Something happened to my land. It's coming back now. And I have the stories, and I have the last berries that were eaten within me. But I'm just wondering if there's a dance that we can do to claim it all back, the land, the trees that have been cut down. How do we heal that land? How do we connect and help children remember how to play when the woods are gone? Because safety became a factor. Trees have to be torn down.
Well, you know, darling, that land is within you. You are within that land. And if you understand with enthusiasm and passion and triumph that it is your destiny, then you begin to understand vibrational signals. And that they're answered by the source, whatever that is for you. And as that happens, you are connected then with the whatever the source can do, God, the Great Spirit, the Goddess being, to heal that land and refurbish it. And put yourself in a vibrational place of receiving all that you are asking for. In other words, imagine that you've already, that it's already happening, if you can. But it's also happening within yourself. There is something within you that needs to heal. In other words, if there's a war in the world, there's a war inside of us, and we want to deny that hugely. We want to blame it on somebody else. But actually, there is something in you that needs to bring that land back to its fruitful aspect. So be aware of your thoughts. You are deliberately offering them. And know that you're a deliberate creator of your own reality. And just move into that, the frequency, if you will, of I desire this and I adore this and I appreciate this. As, you know, many people have spoken about, like attracts like, and that's true in a sense. And you want to attract back to you what you love, what you're impassioned about. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, then people start moving towards you, and portals open up. In 2012, you can do this. It would have been harder before. You know, you go plant a tree and do a ceremony with the people who live there somehow, and you have to come up with this. But Source will bring it to you. God will bring it to you, whoever God is to you, and it will bring you the means. And the is this really something that you're working on, or is it just something that you wish would happen, but you're working on a lot of other things at the same time?
You better read me, Lynn. Thank you so much. Ajay, I'm fine with Celestial Moments so that you can continue talking with Lynn Andrews. She fed me greatly. Thank you so much. I receive every single word and instruction. Thank you.
Well, darling, come to Joshua Tree this year outside of Santa Fe. It's the end of May. And you will find us bringing you into that frequency. It would be wonderful for you. And if all else fails, come read my book, Coming Full Circle, because there's a lot in there that will speak to you, I think, about this exact thing.
Well, then let me give you this one last gift. Before I do that, I think you need me to study up on Protector of the Children's Shield for the South.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you take that course? We have those online courses.
No, I hold the book because I read it.
Oh, well, good. Because in we're doing online courses, and one of them was Protector of the Child. And the,
oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. And the online courses go all year long. We have about 8 of them online, so you don't have to go anywhere. You're just there with your computer and my voice. But what is your actual question about that?
You know what? You're so fun. Are you kidding me? Okay. Well, actually, then, okay. But that's not where I want to go, though. You know where I really want to go? I really believe that the Dreaming Bear Shield West is the magic to open up the world that I want to see. In my own neighborhood.
Yes, yes. Well, if that really is your desire, you will draw it to you. Absolutely, because you're in that frequency. So I have pictures of it on the wall. See it as you remembered it. See it as you want it to be. Talk to the people. Talk to the people about what heals them and how nature brings you back to who you truly are. Not a world of people who are in lack, and help them to understand that they have to do their homework and get themselves into something at which they have all of the capabilities to do. And it sounds like education is very important there, is it not?
Mm-hmm. It is, it is.
Yeah, I would find some people that can help you maybe with opening up ways of educating people in a different way through beauty, the way we do. You know what that's like.
Through stories.
Yeah, through stories, through creating beauty and music and dance, but with a point of view in that dance.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that from going through the school.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm so glad you're on here. It's really, really nice to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you, My School Without Walls is actually a public school. It's the exact same name as your school. I went to high school at an alternative school.
Uh-huh. That's grand.
Mm-hmm. We'll connect again.
Okay. That would be wonderful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm going to remove myself so you can continue, but I'm still here. Thank you so much, Ms. Andrews. I appreciate you.
Well, darling, go up on my website, lynnandrews.com, and just put your name on our mailing list so at least I can stay in touch with you.
Oh, I'm not losing you. Don't worry. All is well.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank
mama.
You for this.
I'm done.
Yes, thank you for Celestial Woman with a twist. And I love how spirit works. I love how God works. I love how the universe works. All the same, if we can just stay in the moment, trust the process, Lynn. Because, you know, earlier before the break, I was saying I want to talk about nature, vulnerability, and play. And you and Celeste just went through that. And but I wanted to ask you this before you go. In your book, on chapter of Circling Back, Embracing the Unknown, Agnes Whistling Elk said to you, she said, Lynn, if you speak to a person who is standing in a powerless position and ask her to take her power, she won't do it. She becomes frightened. She becomes frightened because you are implying change. And this is the part that I think is just powerful. She said, Agnes said, she must take a step into the mystery of the unknown to become powerful. And she doesn't want to do that. It goes on to say she has convinced herself that it is a world outside of herself that must change. Can you speak more to taking a step into the mystery of the unknown to become powerful?
Well, taking a step into the mystery is becoming vulnerable, is allowing yourself to be vulnerable, and realizing that vulnerability is one of your greatest shields. When people ask me, how do I shield myself against evil or whatever, I just tell them that a shield is your vulnerability. In other words, when someone would try to bring negativity into your life, they just can't find you because in vulnerability you let the ego go, the ego mind, I should say. There are a couple of different kinds of ego. There is
an ego that maintains
your manifestation in the world. But there's the ego mind that
I would just wanted to ask because I heard myself go, when you say that vulnerability is the shield, and generally we're taught as when you're vulnerable, you're open, you're exposed. So vulnerability, as we're taught, is you're open to anything. You're open. But then you say, the ancient teaching, the ancient wisdom, you're saying your vulnerability is your shield. Can you just help us break that down so we can really feel that?
I know. It very definitely is difficult to understand because vulnerability, really, a true vulnerability where you've learned that you're not going to react to your conditioned mind. The conditioned mind is conditioned from childhood and so often is in, you know, is a negativity. And that creates your ego, the ego mind. So when you are vulnerable, the ego mind, you put the ego mind away and you tell the ego mind that it's not part of you anymore. And you are completely clear. Vulnerability is a kind of clearness to me. So that when somebody's trying to find you and push on you, they just push right through you. They can't find you because your ego isn't standing up and saying, well, I am the best. I know how to do this. And you don't. Ego mind has an ego that is not appropriate. That doesn't mean you don't have an ego. The true ego, right. Your original nature, is a whole other story.
Right.
We were power animals, for instance, and every person has a power animal. And when you do a power animal meditation, all of a sudden, this power animal that you never expected shows up. And it could be a black panther, it could be a mouse. All animals are as powerful. They're all powerful. They all have their different aspects of power. Or a beaver that goes deeply into the subconscious and understands the emotions. I mean, I'm throwing a lot at you here and getting off the subject. But all of these things are part of dissolving an ego mind and becoming clear in a way that if somebody comes up against you and wants to hit you, they can't find you. Because you're clear. It's like trying to hit the sky. You can't. You can't find it. And yet the sky exists, right?
Right. Right, exactly. You see it. So I'm catching this in a new way. What I'm getting from what you're sharing, the wisdom, the insight, is when we add our true vulnerability, we are operating or we are in the true we're in our essence.
That's right.
The
and the essence is your personal power. And you stand
right.
in a circle of you know
right.
exactly what the borders are for that circle. You have created a this is who I am. And don't cross those lines unless I ask you to. you're not allowed in my circle.
Right.
Unless I ask you to be here. And that's the difference. You're standing in that circle of power because you know who you are.
So here's the thing, then. Here's the thought that comes up. I'm like, feel the fire. So the fear, and I'm catching this, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. The fear that we feel sometimes about being vulnerable, could that be our own lack of understanding of who we really are? Because we've convinced ourselves that if we let go of the ego mind, if we don't fight back or push back, then people will think we're weak. But because we hadn't taken time or we're learning more about who we are, we haven't given ourselves to learn how powerful we are when we're not pushing back. Is that what that fear is about?
Well, it is, in a way. It truly is. It's a nice way of explaining it. You have your integrity. You know who you are. And if someone is dishonest to you, they cannot enter your circle. You see? In other words, your courage, your integrity, your total self-worth. I mean, all of this is about self-worth, isn't it? I mean,
yes,
everything that you've been talking about. How do you find your self-worth? You go through all of these things.
Mm.
And you practice in a way. You begin to learn how some of the things that you are doing are found through a lack of self-worth, not through your power.
Ancient teachers have us go, really? So it's really to embrace and embody the ancient wisdom, the ancient teaching for the modern world. It's a sort of circling back, as it says in your book, to the truth of nature, the power, the presence, the creativity, the joy that's already here. That doesn't need, we don't need to buy, we don't need to fight for, we don't need to carve our own little part of it. So the ancient teachings are really simple principles that will always work when we're here and way after we've gone. So it's really about taking time to remember who we are when you talk about ancient teachings for more than wisdom, right?
Right. Remember who you are when you came into this earth walk. You were a god, goddess being, and somehow it has been eroded away, and we can find it together. We can find that original nature and bring you back into a place of bliss. But you have to work at it. It's not something, it's not an affirmation. It's an understanding that we're made of energy. I think we all agree. Everything is energy, and everything is connected. And if you're working on a lower level of negativity, that great, you know, wave of identity and powerfulness that we all possess begins to flow.
We got to never forget community.
Community is wonderful. But, you know, you've got to have a community full of people who have taken their power.
Yes.
You can't have, so often in community, there's a bad apple, and it ruins the whole thing.
Yes, and then we go back into our own little space. That's why I don't want to mix with people. That's why I'm looking for like-minded people. But as you said to Celeste, then when we experience the bad apple, we can be the place of healing by going within ourselves through the pain or whatever comes up and actually heal that and realize that really we're all interdependent on one another. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Woo. I can talk to you a whole day and a week and a month and many centuries after that. I'm so grateful.
Oh, you're so wonderful. Thank you so much for all this.
You're very welcome. Anything else you want to share with the listeners that I may have not asked you or something that you're feeling right now that you want to leave with our listeners before you go?
Well, I think that, you know, saying yes to most everything, just say yes. I was talking to Larry Hagman one time, and he was, you know, he's been a very successful actor throughout his life. And I said, "What do you think is the reason that you've been so successful, Larry?" And he said, "Because I never said no."
Mm.
He said, "Somebody presented something to me, and I went, okay."
Mm.
And I just went along for the experience. So what that means to me is that there's no resistance. Now, if somebody were to come up to you and ask you to be in a killer gang in East L.A., no, it would be inappropriate. I mean, you just move away.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
Not a resistance. You just move away. You go somewhere else. But I think the resistance is a problem, an issue, when you see a world so full of change. And so become the change that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you will move into that vibrational field, frequency field. It's an actual frequency. You can measure it. And, you know, move into that frequency of love. You know, the ego mind is what creates all your fear and your terror and your doubt. The heart can only produce love. And, you know, we all say this and it sounds, oh, God, she's not going to say that, is she? But yes, it is love. And, you know, you're made of love. You're made of light. You truly are. And so remember that and find the source of that light. Find the source of yourself. You know, move back into that through experience and find someone that can help you get there. Whether it's me or there are so many teachers out there now, just find somebody that you feel safe with, that there's humor with, and that you you feel their kindness and their love towards you.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm just shaking, nodding my head over here, and I'm just listening. We got to feel safe to grow. Yes. We're definitely bringing you back. This is just an appetizer. This is just an introduction. What do you do? Now we're going to bring you back to have a full conversation. There's so much more. Thank you. Thank you for saying yes to life. Thank you for saying yes to your gifts. And thank you for saying yes to the ancient teachings and being willing to be different and being willing to be the one who stood out and said, no, it needs to be different. I am so grateful for you and your work, and I look forward to having another conversation with you.
Oh, I would love that so much. Thank you for giving us the chance to be heard. And thank you really for that. It's a beautiful gift.
Thank you. Wow. Did you enjoy that soul food? I am so full, I don't have much to say. I'm just going to play a song. And you want to pick up Coming Full Circle, Ancient Teachings for a Modern World. I almost said Ancient Teachings for a Wonderful World. That's a part two of the book. But it is a wonderful world. And through it all, allow your flaws to shine your light. Allow your vulnerability to protect you. I know that your mind is like, what? Allow your vulnerability to protect you. Your vulnerability is your God essence. Like, no resistance. I'm just flowing with the flow. I'm flowing with the currency of life. No need to have armies of protection. You have the choice to say no, and you have a choice to say yes. And even if you say yes or no, yes, you get to live with the responsibility that comes with that. We are here to do amazing things. And I'm so grateful for this space. I'm grateful for your listeners, those of you listening on the phone line, those of you listening online. Thank you. We ask that you share the show with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Let's keep the conversation going. Download the show. The show is archived. You can find it on iTunes, or you can, you know where I'm going with this. You can put it on your iPod, iPod, iPhone, I don't know what. Okay, don't do that again. No, do it again. If it makes me laugh, so be it. I don't care if anybody thinks it's corny. Yeah. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. We really do have everything we need. And wherever you are is wherever you are. Please don't compare yourself to anybody else. Stop beating yourself up. You have a choice to lift yourself up. Be the change you want to see. Be the change you want to see. What does that look like? Well, be the change. What do you want to see different? You be it. I'm just one person. I know, but you just be it. That's all that matters. All we need is one. One with God is a majority. All we need is just one person to speak the truth. Lynn talked about, you know, being around the sisterhoods of S.H.I.E.L.D. And imagine if she said, no, I'm not going out. You, what? I'm from America. I can't tell them this. I can tell them all the things. Can you just imagine? Think of what you got today. Somebody else needs to experience you because you said yes, because you wanted to stand out rather than blending. Ah, it's time to release the show. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. It transcends emotions and relationships. Love is your essence. Love is what you are. Be true to yourself because your life depends on it. And allow the love to come back to you, the giving and receiving, the love giving and receiving. Allow the love to come back to you and be loved. This is Ricky Byers-Beckwith. This is another version of Coming Full Circle. The title of this song is
Do you want to know the way? The way in is the way out. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, with CA, talking about Venus retrograde, the planetary shift. And whatever you're doing, make it be the best. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
I searched around far and wide for the truth that I could feel inside a temple.
your fear can find a place in me. With God as my devotion, sure of who I am, I'm standing strong. Filled with grace, I live the master plan.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.